We're delighted to have a chance to talk to the pride of Michigan Center and Hillsdale College, and now longtime women's softball coach at Jackson College, Jamie Vandenberg. Jamie, heck of a year you got going.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. I didn't realize 7 years was a long time, but I'm in for it.
Hey, that's a long time in the coaching business, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, there was some turnover, you know, before. So 7 years, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. It's been an absolute blast.
What was there a coach before you?
There was. Let's see. Well, they brought back athletics in 2000 and. Gosh, I want to say 10, but I think it was,
okay.
Or actually it was like 2006. It was the year after I graduated high school. And so they had like a different coach every year for 4 or 5 years. And
okay.
There was a lady from Lansing was there for about 4 years. And then there was a guy there before me for 2 years. So
stability reigns supreme now at Jackson College, right?
You know, that was my goal when I came in, you know, listening to the area ladies talk about where they wanted to go to school. And, you know, when I'm out watching games and there's kids that I'm interested in, you know, they really weren't interested in attending Jackson College and coming to play for Jackson College, I think, because that stability wasn't there and kind of that name wasn't built yet. And so now, you know, we're starting to get the interest from the local kids, and we've had a couple of the last couple of years, and we have some good ones coming in next year from the area. And so it's just cool to see that now, you know, Jackson is somewhere where kids are like, yeah, I want to go there and play for Coach Vandenberg, you know.
I see you just signed a young lady from, I think it was Western, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we have Ashley Williams from Western and Danielle Luaggi from Northwest. She's doing pretty good out there. And Kate Leach from Vandercook. Kate's going to... dual sport between us and volleyball. So those are some of our local kids coming in next year.
Mm-hmm. Of course, kids want to play for a winner, and you've got a good one going this year at 25-11, so that helps the cause.
Yeah, it does. I actually just kind of pulled up our records because I wanted to see, you know, I think that this year I have the most talented group, you know, that I've had yet, which you always try to do as you're building a program. You know, 2019, it was our most successful season. We went 37-15, you know, that year. And then last year obviously got cut short because of COVID. So coming back strong this year with having minimal, you know, non-conference play, trying to limit exposures and that type of thing for us to go 25-11, it's pretty cool. Pretty good.
How fun has that been, the COVID game?
You know, knock on wood, we've been pretty fortunate to not have any major disruptions. We're coming down to the end here. We have our last two conference games on Saturday, and all the other teams in our conference have 6 to 10 games left to play next week because of their COVID shutdowns. They have makeups, which
Wow.
we never really, you know, we never really saw that. So we've had kids out, you know, just because of contact, but not actually with it. So it's going to come down, you know, to the end here. And, you know, I just talked to one of the coaches in my conference who we're kind of in that same boat vying for those same, you know, positions in regionals. And she had a couple kids come down with COVID. So it's going to be come down here to the end and see who's left standing, you know.
Yeah. Do you have to, test all the time or once a week, or how does that work?
Yeah, we test on Mondays. And then, you know, they kind of look back at a couple days and see, you know, who you were around and whatnot. But we've been fortunate enough that our tests have all come back clean, you know. But we're also, our kids have been very cautious. You know, whether they were in college or in high school last year, they had a season ripped away from them. And so they feel type of way about that. So they're trying to be safe. They're being smart when they're out, you know, around their friends and when they're in the dorms. And so they're wanting to have this season just as much as I want them to have this season. And so I think that that's really why this has worked out so well this year.
What do you have for a postseason, Jamie?
Yeah, so regionals got a little bit, it got changed up a bit this year. Normally it's a 5-team double elimination tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We would be in the region 12, which is, you know, the state of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. And so there's two districts within our region, and we send the winner from each district to the national tournament. So our side of the region is basically our side of the conference, the western side. Top four teams are going to play. 1 and 4 are going to play a three-game series. 2 and 3, same thing, and then winners play. So they changed the format a bit just to kind of limit how much travel we were doing. So right now we're sitting in second. There's a lot of games still to be played by other teams in our conference, but those teams that still have to play each other, we have the series win on them 3-1. Mm-hmm. So I think we're sitting pretty good for second. It'll depend on Lansing if they win a certain game or not. If they end up second, then we'll be third by just one game out. So mm-hmm. It looks like that's probably who we're going to be playing for the regional tournament.
No, I enjoy watching women's softball, especially that run that Michigan had there for, well, they might still be on that run, but they had those good teams for about a decade. It's really pitching, defense, and then hitting, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, bringing up pitching, we have a local freshman this year from Stockbridge High School, Emily Breslin, and she's doing really well. She's got the most conference wins, 13 on the mound, as anybody in the conference. She's got 149 strikeouts, which is actually sixth in the nation for Division II. So she's leading our conference. So behind her, you know, we've been doing pretty well. But then on the hitting side, I looked this up. We have 34 home runs as a team, and 11 different team members have hit a home run. And I was like, man, 34, that seems like quite a bit. You know, so I went back and looked at our previous records, and the most we had in 2018, we had 24. So season's not over yet, and they're hitting pretty well.
Wow. So you play this Saturday against Ancilla. Can people come out and watch or no?
So this Saturday we are honoring our sophomores and their – you know, dedication to the program. We have everybody got a year back of eligibility this year, but we have sophomores that are done with their school. They're graduated with their associate's degree. So even though they could play another year, you know, they're going to move on. So we're going to honor them this Saturday with our sophomore day. So we're really trying to utilize our fan tickets for their families. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a home game on Sunday now against, we were supposed to play Owens. They backed out, and so we picked up Aquinas JV just to get some gameplay in because we really don't have a lot of games between now and regionals. So we're going to play them Sunday. If anybody's interested, you know, we're allowed two fans per player, so if I have any extras, I surely want to give them out to people.
I know you coached at Homer, and, of course, they had the – you had a phenomenal record there, and they had, of course, the baseball record-setting years there. That was quite a success.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward. I've gotten out, now that our season's slowing down, to see some local teams, and mm-hmm. I'm hoping, you know, they usually come in this way for the Sit-Pat tournament. So I'm hoping to kind of catch one of their games and see some of those kids that I taught, and try to get out and see some more local games here now that our, you know, season is slowing down.
You got some girls that can go to take the next step?
I do. You know, this year, I have a couple that I think are kind of deciding, you know, what they want to do. Every year I have more coaches, reaching out to me wanting players than what I have that want to go on. We do have really strong health sciences at Jackson, and so, you know, some of my players are in the dental program or the nursing program or sonography, and so they're going to choose to stay and, you know, graduate that program and go into, you know, the career field as opposed to going on to a four-year. I have a couple freshmen that I think are going to go pretty, you know, they're going to go a little bit higher than we've had in the past, I think. We've had a couple girls go Division II. One of them, Sabrina Sage, has started the last 2 years at Saginaw. She's doing really great up there. But one of our freshmen, Addison Hudson, currently she's got 34 stolen bases. She's leading the conference, 8 in the nation. from center field. She's had 50 catches this year, and she's just she is just a little speedy gal. Like she is all over the place all the time. So I know that some smaller D1s will be taking a look at her. So hopefully we can send a kid D1 and have that be our first one. I think when kids come out of high school, they really are looking at what's the highest level I can go to. And then sometimes they get lost in the shuffle.
Sure.
So when they come to me, I really just want to make sure we're doing what's best for the kids. So what's your program you want to go into? Are all of your credits going to transfer to this school? Are you going to go in there and play and make an impact? You know, or what are you looking for out of this experience? And so that's really where we try to guide them after Jackson. So to me, it's not about how many I've sent on to the next level or whatnot. It's more, are they going and doing what they wanted to do and becoming a productive member of society, you know, once they leave Jackson?
Fantastic. I know the weather's been rough, but we dug out some good weather for you tomorrow, sunny and 70.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to that. We've been in the gym this week, and the girls hate going back in the gym after we've been outside for so long.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
Great job. 25-11. The women's softball team at Jackson College.